Track 2.53. 1.
This is another one of those names that's just become a verb, you know, like Google and Skype. We can now ask questions like, do you Facebook? Or complain that we've been Facebooking all day.
2.
I like this one. It's a kind of extreme paparazzi, one that hones in on one celebrity in particular and just follows them around all day and all night, like a stalker. That's where it comes from, stalker plus paparazzi.
3.
I honestly didn't know that people actually say this. I thought it was just one of those NetSpeak texting abbreviations. And if they did say it in real life, I'd expect them to say, laugh out loud. But apparently people do actually say LOL a lot. And a lot of people use it sarcastically to say that something is not funny.
4.
I love this word. It's become a kind of exclamation. You know, like, lend me some money? Forget about it. It hasn't really changed its meaning. It's like gonna or deno. It's just that when you see it written down like that, you can't help but say it with a New York mobster accent.
5.
Did you know that this word is actually an acronym? It stands for Self-Contained Underwater Breathing Apparatus. I didn't know that. I thought maybe it was a brand name or something, you know, like Jacuzzi or Kleenex. I mean, who says paper hanky anymore?
6.
This is one of those words that's really strayed quite far away from its origins. I mean, it's kept its basic meaning, but you can use it for absolutely anything now, you know? It started out as the Hebrew term, being used strictly to describe Jewish dietary requirements. But now people use it for absolutely anything. You know, like, hey, is everything kosher? Meaning, is everything okay?
7.
Yeah, it's one of those ubiquitous abbreviations. I mean, everything is shortened these days, you know? Like demo instead of demonstration. And I bet you'd sound really pretentious if you went into a cafe and ordered a decaffeinated coffee. Nobody says that anymore.